Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. This is the last day of September, the 30th, and KZN, another good week of fishing. Although the weather has been a bit trying, the fishing has still produced the results. Now, the wind and rain did not stop everyone from going fishing, and those that did go really prevailed with some great catches. The sea on the offshore side has been both kind and wild this past week, however, it has been really worth the launch. As for your rock and surf fishing, the rock and surf fishing has been absolutely fantastic, more so down the south coast with some catches, some really monster catches, let's put it that way, of a lot of edible fish. As for the freshwater, well, the monster bass has been dominating the news all over the social media scenes. As for the carp, well, that is starting to warm up. As the trout, which is feeding well, and the scaly season is kicking off with a bang. Now, we're going to get into all of this on this week's show. But before that, as always, special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher. And this is their featured product for the week.
Triple Fish Rhino Braided Leader Line has been specifically designed for the rock and surf angler. Ultra thin diameter, unrivaled knot strength, extreme abrasion resistance, and low visibility make it the ideal rock and surf leader. Multiple weaves make it perfectly round and extremely sensitive. Excellent for South African conditions.
Yes, guys, those big fish are certainly here. The inedible action is starting to make their appearance, but those edibles are looking monster, and Triple Fish is certainly the line I want to have on my reel this season. Now, guys, kicking it off on the South Coast, well, we are with Adam, and Adam is with his friends again, and they are bragging about some real monster shad. I've been seeing these. Adam's been updating me throughout the entire week with some catches that are coming out from the South Coast. And I promise you, the shad are massive. However, let it be noted, the season closes tomorrow. So, well, if you didn't get that big shad, too late. And if you do get that big shad after the season has been closed, make sure you put them back. Now, Adam is also going to be telling us about the upcoming weather conditions for this week, as well as the latest reports. Apart from that big shad, there's been some other monster fish on the bite. Here is Adam down the South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. Trust all is well in the fishing fraternity. The 28th of the 9th, 2022. And Coptober is literally on our shores, guys. So let's kick things off. Fishing has still been really good, rock and surf-wise, locally on the lower coast, with the edible fish definitely not on a load shedding schedule, which is good. There has been some notable catches, which we will definitely get into shortly, Vinesh. Weather, however, for the upcoming weekend looks to be fair, with a big swell unfortunately hanging around for most part of the weekend. There does, however, seem to be a small gap on Sunday morning early as the wind changes direction. The swell drops down to about a meter and a half, and it moves from a southwesterly to an east-northeasterly on Sunday. With that being said and done, we've had those excellent catches recently with our very own local Aquaman, the one and only Mr. Tertius Ford, catching a very nice cob / salmon at Sandspit recently on artificial. With the fish coming in at the 30 plus kilo mark, this guy definitely has those monster cobs on speed dial. As we all know locally, he does not fish with bait. However, another decent size brusher came out recently before the rains and that storm on the coast by an angler of the name of Charlie. Besides those fish, they have still been garrick on the bite. They haven't been too big, however, they have still been seen locally. Some have been caught on bait and lure, and there is still a fair amount of cob hanging around, as well as plenty of bream, Kalyun, and some nice size stone bream and blacktail. Shad, however, have been a bit on the slow side in terms of numbers, but that being said, some monster sizes have popped up here and there, particularly with live bait, with the local guys fishing for Garrick and Cobb with mullet and blacktail. Again, moving over to deep sea side, it hasn't been too great for Nesh, with bottom fishing being good just before that storm pulled in. Some very nice size slingers, Scotchman and rock cod around. Game fish has still been a bit of a no-go. However, reports from the Sharks Board indicate a lot of bait fish in the water, with sardines and red eyes being seen heading in a southward position. I do suspect that the bigger game fish are hanging a bit deeper with those bait balls. There has actually been some activity on them. Now, moving over to the freshwater side of things locally, as we all know, our lower coast has a lot of water and dams for guys to go and fish in. Now, with the weather not being too great, some of our local rock and surf guys and deep sea guys might definitely want to try their luck at bass, because bass has been a bit slow in terms of sizes, but there has been quite a few smaller males around getting ready for that spawn. There hasn't been too many female bass beds that have been seen. However, the tilapia have already started making theirs, guys. Darker colors have been on the cards, with Junebug, red and blacks definitely being seen to doing the trick, as the waters have been a bit muddy. However, a contrasting color like chartreuse, particularly on the tail, might just get the bite, particularly with the male bass having been hanging around in the shallows, obviously looking for a female on a bed. However, the waters have been warming up slowly day by day. We should slowly start seeing a full spawn hit in the next week or so, which is good. Now, the holidays are upon us, Vinesh, and they are literally around the corner. We should be seeing some holiday makers in our local spots, Margate Pier, Yvonga, Orange Rocks, just to name a few. So guys, if you see a holiday maker battling, help the guy out, as it does go a long way. I also just want to remind everyone to please remember licenses, bag limits and sizes, as I do suspect that the authorities will be down this short holiday checking up on the guys. Everybody out there, have an awesome weekend and tight lines. Take care.
Thank you so much for that, Adam. Yes, Cobtober, it is certainly here. We can't wait. And although I personally have missed out on some of that monster shad, I mean, I got my quota for the season, I did not get any big ones. And I'm going to have to wait until the 1st of December for that to kick off. But at least the cob are here and they are looking monster size as well. Now, to elaborate a little more on the offshore fishing, we have Jan from Chile Beach who is back. And he's got a ski boat report for us. And this is what his report has been over the past week.
Good evening, all fellow anglers. This is Jan from Lucky Sands in Chile Beach. Fishing here has been up and down through, mostly because of the weather. Good fishing days have been few and far between. Some days tunas are there, some days not. Game fish really being scarce, no kutas, no more wahoos, and we are waiting for the dorados, seeing that the flying fish are here. Dorados will arrive soon, and obviously after that the marlins will be here and the sailies will be here as well. Bottom fishing all in all has been actually very good. We've been getting very nice soldiers. Crackers have been coming out, big captain finds, also good size Englishmen, and quite a few good soldiers. Breams, protea breams have been quite big as well. Pink salmons or rosy jobfish have been decent sizes as well, all in the region of about 3 to 6 kilos have been caught. So yeah, the tunas have been coming back. A few good catches were reported yesterday. So So let's see in the following week what happens, although the weather is not very pleasant. Okay, guys, until next time. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. It is great to have you back, and I'm glad to hear that the bottom fishing is really on fire at the moment. And as Adam mentioned, the load shedding is not affecting the fishing, so you know, we're still getting out there. Now moving on down to the other end of the South Coast, which is your areas of Amanzimtoti and Warner Beach, we are with Gary from the Kingfisher, and this is his report for this past week.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary here once again from Kingfisher and Warner Beach. Good day to you all. Hope you're all in good health and full of beans. Yeah, this easily started to blow last night already, so it blew me, didn't blow me out the water. I never even went down to the water. Gee, and we had a couple of nice days weather-wise. There's the odd Gary coming out along, especially on those nice, if you throw some nice Natal sods, they're definitely grabbing those with the incoming, you know. They are brush around the rocks. Funny, I was just thinking that the last bad sort of season shared in Garrick-wise, they were, I think that was 96, if I'm not mistaken. That was also, yeah, I caught quite a few brusher. Yeah, other than that, I know my brother-in-law's, Vimpy's been getting a couple of shad, but he really puts the hours in, and he's got a deep freeze there, or a couple of them, probably three of them full of Natal sauce that he hurls at the horizon. But yeah, there's quite a bit of sea lice along the stretch, nice to see, because I've been battling here by me to get any. And yeah, lots of bait, eh? Lots of bait out sort of mid-morning, afternoon, probably about half a K out yesterday. All along, you could see it rising nicely to the top. You know, when the conditions allow you to see it, you see it. But whale activity. A couple of pods of porpoise. I saw about 50 come past Warners last week, towards the end of the week, and then there was a little bit here yesterday. Maybe two or three gannets dropping four out. Yeah, that's basically all I've got to say, chaps. Look, have a good one, and let's see what it brings. It's hard to believe that the winter season has virtually passed us. Well, the last garrick I got last year was in the first week of December. Let's see what happens. Have a good week, and tight lines to all of you.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. Glad to hear that there's still been some fish on the bite, especially with that shad, the odd garrick, and yeah, there's some bait fish around, which is really quite good. So guys, I've got this report from Gary on Wednesday, and on Wednesday evening, a message has been going out that the following beaches are now closed due to the bad water quality. And these areas are around Gary's area. You know, moving on towards closer to Durban, where we know the E. coli levels has been quite high. So these beaches are Isipingo, Anstey's, Amanzimtoti Main Beach, Warner Beach, Garvey's, Baggies, Reunion, and the Vinkel Spray beaches. So guys, unfortunately, there is no fishing there at the moment. The beaches are closed. There is no water activity that can go on. The beaches that do remain open around there are Amgababa, Amkumas, Brighton Beach, and Treasure Beach. So that's moving towards closer to Durban. And while we are in Durban, we have got our report from Mike V at the Kingfisher Brunch. And this is what he had to say.
How's it going? Still a lot of edibles around. Bronze Bream, Stone Bream, Shad are coming on now nicely. I've seen the pictures of some absolute rockets again. The Grunter Stumpy is still around. I'm still getting some good catches. On the non-edible side, there's been quite a few grey sharks around, still a couple of blues, a couple of diamonds. In the bay, the grunge have been trying nicely, a couple of keys. I've heard of two or three springer, not quite sure on the number. The one guy told me two, one guy told me three. So yeah, it looks like the bay is starting to warm up a bit. Offshore, the normal stuff, tunny happening, a couple of killbeck on the bottom, some nice rockies, all that sort of thing. And that's about all I've heard for you. Thanks, my bro. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much for that, Mike. And to continue with the Durban Offshore Report, we have got Brad Krobler.
Oh, good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, guys, the weather over the last week has been a little bit poofy, with northeasters one day, southwesters the next day. No real good weather patterns. On the positive side, the water temperature is slowly warming up. Today I managed to get an area which had 22 degrees, which was quite nice. So very shortly the green fish would start arriving. But yes, on the general fishing plan, it's been your general bottom fish, the odd tuna. One or two keelback every now and again, still some half cob and some protea breams. But yeah, no real fireworks this week. So guys, remember, tight lines, keep it up, and summer's on its way.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. Yes, with the species that are coming out, summer is certainly on the way. And I'm glad you hear from Brad and Mike that the fishing off Durban has been absolutely fantastic, with a variety of species coming out and some monsters on the edible side, as well as some action picking up on the inedibles. Now, moving out of Durban to Ballito, where we are with Jesse from the Kingfisher Brunch. And although it has been quite difficult to get some reports due to the weather conditions, Jesse still has a fantastic report as to why there are so many bronze bream and bottom fish that has been on the bite over this past season. Here is Jesse with this week's fishing report.
Morning everybody, morning Vinesh. Hope everybody's doing alright. Hope everybody's catching a couple of fish, because things have been a little bit quiet on the north coast in the last week. I actually struggled to get many reports out of anybody in the last week. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the weather, if it's the change in temperature, because it has been fluctuating quite badly in the last couple of days. And we've had a heck of a warm spell over the last 2 days or so. Incredibly humid. The humidity levels are just picking up. The pressure is fluctuating quite severely. I've been watching my weather station, and the pressure has just been, you know, through the roof, and then it's just plummeted. So I think that's had to do a lot with, the bad fishing's had a lot to do with that. And I think elsewhere it's been all right. We've had decent fishing further up the coast and further down the coast. But my area has been quite dead, to be honest. We've had the odd bronze bream, the odd shad, the odd kingfish. The guys on lure aren't doing too badly, so if you want to do some spinning, I'd definitely give that a shot still. And then the guys fishing on the boat have had, when I say fair fishing, when they've been able to get out there, it's been a couple of snook and one or two tuna, and that's absolutely nothing else from the reports that I've got anyway. The nice thing is the bottom fishing has still been quite good. It's been it's consistently picking up. We normally have really good dogger and heelback fishing all the way up to November, really, in our area of the KZN coast. And I'll put it down to the return shoals of salmon species moving back down the coast. And we've had a little bit of an early season. I thought in the beginning it was just one of those fluke seasons with like we had with the bronze bream after COVID lockdown, where the bronze bream went absolutely wild. I put it down to just like a fluke season, but it just seems like maybe that's the floods that we had brought a lot of fresh water, a lot of dirty water down, and it essentially is salmon water, salmon conditions. And I think we've drawn a lot more salmon species in than we have had in the last couple of years. So you guys will remember that we had a hell of a run in the beginning of the season, an early salmon season. And the guys were catching snapper salmon, half cob, dogger, absolutely everything. Even from the surf, it was phenomenal. And now we've seen that again coming down. So the guys on the boat have been catching a lot. I follow a lot of the charter groups on Facebook, Instagram, all of that, and I've definitely seen an increase in the dogger species, salmon species rather. So yeah, if you want to go out there and tussle one or two big fish, that's definitely what I would do. And then, you know, I'd obviously launch really early for that, or go really late. But when the sun is coming up and when the sun is going down, I'll definitely be on the back line trying for a snook, because that's you know, if you want to get a game fish in this time of year, that's probably the only one that's really been coming out. And that's about it as far as saltwater fishing goes. As far as freshwater fishing goes, it is really good. We've heard the bass are going crazy. I was at Hazelmere Dam day before yesterday, and we caught an absolute ton of smaller fish, one or two fair sizes, but no monsters. Having said that, the wind was absolutely pumping, and I was struggling to find a fishable location on the dam that wasn't blasted too much by the wind. But when I did find some nice areas, it was good fishing, and I found most of the fish were right up against the steeper waters, so basically your cliff areas. And then I did find a couple of areas that weren't too wind battered, and I fished the points. And a lot of points, there was a congregation of bait fish, and I found a lot of fish stacked up on those points. So if you're going to go through to Hazelmere, you know where to go, where to fish. And I caught most of my fish on a little reaction stretch Senkos and paddle tails, really. One or two on a bladed jig as well. So that's that. And then as far as your other dams go, I've heard a couple of good reports from Albert Falls, a lot of bigger fish there. And Inanda Dam, unfortunately, the guys are still being plagued by that hyacinth issue. So if you go down there, you know, just there's a 50-50% chance that you're actually going to be able to launch because of the hyacinth. We've had guys go down there and have to turn around and come back because they can't get their boats out through the hyacinth. So that is a bit of an issue. It is wind dependent though. So whether the wind is blowing kind of north or south would determine whether the hyacinth is sitting on the northern banks or the southern banks, and that would determine whether you can launch. So if you've got a fair knowledge of the winds and how the system works, you can figure out whether you're going to be able to launch or not. Just remember, coming back in is another issue. You don't want to foul your boat up on all of that hyacinth, and it's quite a hardy, tough plant, so you don't want to get that in your props and all of that stuff. It's not ideal for it. So that's them, guys. Other than that, no news from the guys. It's been a bit of a slow week, but let's hope that this coming week is better. Good luck, guys. Enjoy.
Thank you so much for that, Jesse. Yes, I do understand it has been trying to get reports out from the guys this past week, but thank you for that intel on the bronze bream and the bottom fish as to why they have been on the bite over this past season, as well as that phenomenal bass fishing that's going on at the moment. And we're going to get into more bass fishing later on in the show with Jan from the Kingfisher. But for now, we are up in Mtanzini Banks, where there has been some inedible action around, and Nick is going to tell us more about it.
Morning, Vinay. So over the weekend, on Saturday, they fished Zululand, fished common venue at Mtanzini, boundary from the Shai River down to Red Boom. Early in the morning, the low tide was 9 o'clock. So I think it was about in the last 2 hours going into the low, a fair amount of snappers were caught, especially here in the Shai area. And then after, when the incoming water, they seemed to have gone off the bite and they were replaced by spinners and little multis. There were, I think, 5 or 6 diamonds caught. The biggest one was 161 centimeters. We call those little diamonds, we call them winter diamonds. And in saying that, I caught my biggest diamond of 89 kilos in the winter fishing for Gary with a live mullet. Well, that gave me a bit of a surprise. We weren't expecting such a big diamond, because the diamonds also take a live mullet while you're fishing for gold. Speaking of which, last week there were some poachers selling fish at the BP garage here, and they had some garrick with them. I think they had 2. So they must still be in the area, which is rather late for them. The normal sort of out of competition fishing, the guys were catching snapper, Shad, but nobody seems to be catching any big cob lately. So maybe they've moved off. All the cob that have been caught have been undersized. Sea boating, well, with all this wind and the way the sea's been very, very quiet. And the river, the guys are catching more often now. They're catching pickhandle of barracuda of about, some of them are 50, 60 centimeters, which is quite a nice size. They're caught catching them on lures, trawling slowly down the boat, mainly up at the Stonewall area. Nobody's caught river snapper yet. We're still waiting for that. Maybe it's a bit early, but I was thinking, you know, if the river snapper is there, they'll be here. Actually, if they're picking a barracuda or whatever, the river snapper normally follow. They normally arrive at roughly the same time. But otherwise, most of the catches are small, stumpy, and river beans. Oh, and crabs. The females are back. They were back a while ago. They go out to sea, they go to about the 300 meter mark. It's quite far out, it's about 40k. And they release their eggs on the way out, or there. And they form plankton. Weather looks a bit windy on the weekend, but early morning session, late afternoon, still good to go.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Looks like Mtanzini is still good to go despite those rough wind conditions. Guys, that is Nick from Mtanzini, and I'm glad to hear the fishing is picking up. We did see our reports from the social media side that the diamonds has been on the bite in his area. Now moving up to Richards Bay, where we know over the past few weeks the fishing has been absolutely fantastic. Does it continue? Well, let's hear what Ali has to say.
Hi Vinesh, I hope you're doing well. The weather for the past week have been on and off. Anglers caught plenty of amberjack and tuna on the side, as well as a variety of kingfish while jigging. Shallow where the water were more murky, deep sea anglers also caught plenty of salmon and moof grunted during the day. In a harbour, there were plenty of garricks and salmon being caught from the shore, as well as in the estuary on live bait. But that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and tight lines.
Thank you so much for that, Ellie. Yes, another area where the weather has been on and off, but still another area where the fish has been on the bite. Now moving out of Richards Bay into St. Lucia and Cape Vital. I have just literally spoken to my friend Dennis up there, and he says, well, the shad has been a bit quiet. In fact, they've been dead and gone for this past 2 weeks. However, there's still the odd cob and garrick, as well as the spotted grunter that's been on the bite. As for Cape Vital on your rock and surf side, lots of kingfish being out there. As for your offshore, well, tuna. Lots of tuna coming out, as well as a fair amount of sailfish. So guys, that rounds off our saltwater report. Now moving on to the freshwater, we are with Jan from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg, and this is his report for this past week.
Hi there guys, Jan here from Kingfisher in Peter Maritzburg. So last week saw some weather come up from the south that brought some snow and rain to the berg. The snow was very light though, and was gone within a little over a day. And if you want to ask me how I know, well, I chased it by running up the mountain, but it was melting faster than I could go uphill. Insert sad face here. So I didn't get a chance to put my feet in it or make a snowman. The resulting melt, however, was input into the small feeder streams up on the high, and that water's made its way down to the main river systems, which have come up a little bit, but not yet quite enough to get properly excited about. But it's a start, so we'll take it. Next week's weather forecast has some rain in it for the mountain areas. Nothing out here on the flat, strangely enough. So fingers crossed that the weather gods are correct this time, and we'll get a little bit more push into the rivers. After the weather settled, it seemed that the river anglers were back out in force. The river returns from the Natal Flyfishers Club, and that is for both the trout and the scaly yellowfish beats. Outnumber those from the Stillwater guys by a factor of 10-1. Some great fish have been coming to hand from the trout streams. The NFFC beats and the Bushman's River in particular are providing the goods with some good numbers of fish reported around the 40 centimeter, that is the 16 inch mark, with one over the 50 centimeter and 20 inch mark. The Moy River beats are also giving up their fish. Located higher up, it's a smaller stream, but holding good numbers of fish. Great fun for those dabbling in the lighter end of the 1-3 weight spectrum. Fish have been taken on both the dry fly and smaller nymphs, which can be suspended in the dry and dropper style. Of interest to the fly anglers is that the SA Poacher team is currently fishing in the 41st FIPS Moosh World Fly Fishing Championship in Spain, in the mountain areas of Asturias. Last week was practice week and this week is comp. Team SA currently lying a very creditable 13th position out of 22 teams for days 1 and 2 of the fishing this week so far. We have seen some great image of the Spanish rivers and the beautiful small brown trout coming via team member Sean Dixon, who's a Durban lad. So tight lines to the team, and let's see some medals. The stillwater trout fishing is a tad quiet with a few reports coming from the NFFC waters at present. There have been some good fish, however, up to just shy of 50 centimeters or 19 inches. So they are out there for those anglers wanting to get there. Standard patterns in this time of year include woolly buggers, dragon and damsel fly patterns, and of course minnow patterns. To up the ante, feed the fish a tandem rig with a smaller pattern like a nymph, for example a gold-gripped hairzier or a PTN, fished on the trailer. The NFFC beat in the Umkomas River is some prime yellowfish water. Good numbers of fish in the 10 to 13 inch, that is 25 to 33 centimeter range, with a couple of fish reported over the 40 centimeter 15 inch mark are coming to hand. As mentioned previously, nymphing is the preferred method for yellows, with the PTN hotspot being the most requested fly currently. Other popular flies are small jig buggers, fished in tandem with small natural colored nymphs. More international news coming from the Bass Boys, as local Pietermaritzburg based angler Martin de Kock takes up the position of vice captain for the SA Bass Angling Association Opens World Championship team, which are headed to Lake Murray, South Carolina, USA next month. So congratulations, Martin, and I know that he'll be gunning for the gold. After last week's "they are eating anything and everything" quote-unquote report, the bass fishing is apparently still firing on all cylinders. No monsters reported this time around as yet, but some great fish in the 2 kilogram plus bucket being reported from both Albert Falls and Midmar Dams. Both the boat and the bank anglers are doing well on a variety of lures and colors, including hard, soft plastics and spinnerbaits. So as they say, just get it in the water and they will eat it. So guys, tight lines for the week ahead. Stop by the Kingfish in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Well, as you said, get it into the water and they will eat it. We will be certainly praying for those weather gods to play their part over the next week. And I'm glad to hear that the NFC is still producing fish, and that is on dry fly as well as nymphs. And a huge shout out to our SA boys representing us for the fly fishing in Spain and bass in USA. Well, tight lines to all those boys out there as they hold our flag up high. So guys, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. Yes, trying conditions, but fish on the bite. And it is the end of September, which means it's the end of our shad season. So please, if you do get a shad on your line, put him back. Apart from that, there is plenty of other fish to be caught between cob that's around for the season, diamonds if you are chasing the inedibles, bass if you're into your freshwater, as well as your other species that's been on the bite. KZN is certainly the place to be. Guys, that rounds off this week's show. I am Vanessa Green for Angler News South Africa, and as always, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.